fine, so we'll see how it goes with that. I've taken it off during the workouts. But yeah, we'll see.
Rubber version.
Rubber version, exactly.
All right, guys, we'll take questions for Zach.
So, Zach, coming into the season, you're going to have back-to-back years with the same quarterback. I know chemistry has been something that you've strived to develop in the past, but it couldn't happen. How important is it for you to be able to have that this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be huge. I think when Carson was drafted from the receivers and the tight end, that was the one thing that we were really excited about, is that we knew for the next 5, 10, 20 years, hopefully, in Philadelphia, we knew who our quarterback was going to be. And the guy is an unbelievable player. I think we saw the situation that he was presented and the way he was able to kind of just step in game one after not really having a preseason, just kind of the OTAs and the way he took off at the beginning of the year. I think that just allowed us to be really excited about the future. And from my perspective, I mean, I'm just excited about finally having the same quarterback, having the whole offseason, the summer, really getting into the the fine details about the route running with him, how he sees things, how I see things based on certain coverages. I think that's really exciting for me and all the other guys as well.
How did that impact you, having a different guy every year? I mean, is it tangible in your mind that, yeah, this is a different guy again?
Yeah, I mean, I think the chemistry part of football is huge. And if you're going from, whether that's a tackle playing next to a guard or a receiver playing with a quarterback, I think the chemistry is very important for any team to be successful. And it wasn't the easiest of situations going from quarterback to quarterback, but I thought as a team we did as well as we could have given the circumstances. And like I said, with Carson, we know who the quarterback's going to be, and we're going to be able to fine-tune all those little minute details that we didn't really have the time in the past to go with. And I think that's why we're excited about it.
Is that why, I mean, it seems like you and Jordan have really made a concerted effort to be everywhere Carson is and forge that chemistry. And so you tried to do that with Sam while he was here, too. Is part of that reasoning because you've seen what it can be like when you don't have that stability?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the great tight end quarterback relationships in this league, whether it be Tom and Gronk, Jimmy and Drew Brees, when they were together in New Orleans, they were with each other for a long time. Even Cam and Olsen down in Carolina, those guys have been together for a long time. And I think just having that where you're on the same page regardless of the coverage, if they give you this coverage, you know exactly what you're going to do. If they give you that coverage, he knows exactly what I'm going to do. When to expect the ball versus certain coverages, it might be a little bit earlier, it might be a little bit later. So it's just that constant camaraderie kind of where we're able to know what the other person's thinking without speaking about it.
Is that also kind of, you know, the fact that you guys spent a lot of the offseason adding weapons like Alshon and Torrey and, you know, possibly somebody else in the draft? I mean, is it kind of a relief going into the offseason knowing that you're just adding pieces around Carson with the guys like you and Jordan who are already there?
You know? Yeah, I think, I mean, you look at those two guys. I mean, we've only been around Alshon and Torrey for the past couple of weeks. And I mean, if you look at Alshon, the guy's 6'3", 220 pounds, and even watching him run routes, I mean, he's smooth for how big he is, and Torrey's extremely explosive and fast as well. So I think adding those two guys to our team as a whole is going to be very helpful for us. And anytime you can add talent to this team, whether it be in free agency or the draft, we're going to be really excited about it, and I think we did that.
In your first 2 years, the top receiver was on the outside. His past 2 years was in the slot. How's it different for the tight end when the top target player's on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely, hopefully, opens up the field a little bit. I mean, if you have someone that can stretch the field kind of on the outside or wherever they can be, whether it be a slot receiver that can kind of run deep, I mean, that by nature, the safety's got to back up a little bit. I think you see that a lot in Dallas with Dez and Jason, and I think hopefully those guys will have the same kind of relationship that hopefully Alshon, Torrey, Jordan, and myself will have.
How much have you thrown with Carson so far this offseason?
I know he kind of took a while off, and we kind of both went our separate ways for a little bit. But since we've been back here for about 2 weeks now, and we've thrown a lot, probably four times maybe. And I know we're going to stick around this weekend and throw. And we throw probably twice a week during the workouts. And I know this is only phase one. When phase two comes along in a couple weeks, it's going to be every day.
Anything different about the way he's throwing the ball?
I don't think throwing-wise, but, you know, when you're around him, you can feel the confidence that he has telling people how he wants something run. telling, like, just the overall communication aspect. I think he's really taken on that leadership role that the quarterback needs to do.
Yeah, he said that he wanted now really step forward because he's the quarterback and a leader. What does he have to do and what has he done? You just mentioned something.
Yeah.
For Carson to be that guy to really take control.
Yeah, I think, I mean, just this transition from year one to year two, the vocal leadership, the demanding of others that he's done. I mean, even the first week that we've been back here, we've kind of seen that the way he's approached this first week of offseason, kind of leading the whole offense, not only the position players, but the O-linemen as well, kind of being the vocal guy before the workouts, kind of after the workouts. I mean, I think that vocal transition has already taken place, and I think it's going to continue.
Second half of last season, Zach, Carson showed his ability to extend plays. I mean, he was more willing to do it.
Yeah.
How important is that going to be going forward for this offense, and how important in the OTAs and camp is scramble drills and things like that, getting on the same page with him going
to
be?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have an athletic quarterback with Carson, the ability to extend plays, I mean, it's obviously stands out. And when you're able to have a whole offseason, spring and summer, with a guy like that, you're able to talk about scramble rules as an entire offense. And last year, I don't think we were as detailed overall in our scramble rules just because the whole group had never really been together. But this whole offseason, I think that's something that we're really going to emphasize, whether it be early in the offseason or even in training camp. I'm sure that with an athletic quarterback with Carson, that's something that we have to take advantage of. And you see huge plays often take place in those scramble drills because the DBs aren't used to covering for that extended period of time.
Zach, in recent past years, you've expressed your frustrations about not getting more options or more looks at times in games. At this stage of your career, what do you have to do to be more of a viable option in this offense now?
Yeah, I think just, first of all, I got to stay healthy. First and foremost, and just that consistency. Obviously, having the same quarterback for an entire offseason, spring, summer, and obviously during the season is going to be huge for me in particular. I think that consistency is going to be there this year. I've worked extremely hard. We're analyzing the film right now, kind of fine-tuning the little things that I could get better at, and I think it's going to be there this year.
Jack, earlier today, Howie said, looking at your first four seasons, the analytics are, I think he used the word amazing, but really good.
Yeah.
The one place where, compared to other tight ends, maybe something the great tight ends they do is catch touchdowns. Is that something you feel like you can improve your game and maybe it goes back to just playing with the same guy again?
Yeah, I think.
Red zone.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be the guy in the red zone, believe me. The first 4 years of my career, I think the most touchdowns I've had in a year was four. And so we honestly, this year, we didn't have a lot of red zone touchdowns, and that falls on us as players to get it done when we get down there, make plays when the ball is in the air. But that's something I do pride myself on is making those tough and contested catches, whether it be in the red zone or third down. And I want to be more of a go-to guy in the red zone. But I got to earn that throughout this spring and summer, earn that trust of the quarterback and as well as Doug. And it's going to be a process, but I think when you look at the great tight ends in the league, the first thing that stands out is the touchdowns. And especially in this fantasy age as well, that's when a lot of guys get their respect is from the touchdowns and a lot of the quote-unquote fantasy points that everyone points out. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help this team win. And we got a lot of guys now on offense that can go up and high point of football, whether it's Alshon, Jordan, myself, and some of the other guys. So I think the red zone numbers are going to be very improved this year than last year, just from some of the guys that we've added.
Exactly. You're never had a chance to play down, though. It looks like you're saying that you break it for TDs, but it looks like maybe the volume for everybody goes down with all these efficiencies that you've made. Can you be effective that way?
I mean, we'll see. If we're more efficient on third down, we'll be able to stay on the field longer, and then we'll have more plays. And I mean, I'm not really worried about the amount of targets or catches I get this year. I mean, I've had a lot of catches and targets in this league, but I've only been on one playoff game, and we lost that one playoff game. And no skill position player here is going to be vocal and disappointed if they don't get X amount of catches or Y amount of targets. We're focused on winning football games. And, I mean, that's what this city deserves. I mean, when we don't win games, we're frustrated, and the city's frustrated. And our most important goal this year is getting to the playoffs, winning the division, and that's the only goal we're focused on right now.
Exactly. You never had a chance to play with Christian McCaffrey, but do you know him at all? And what's your evaluation of him?
I mean, the guy is a stud. I mean, he came in, I think, the year that I left. And I know talking to some of the other guys, the younger guys that I still communicated with at the time when I was here, I was asking about how the team was going to be this year. And they said, well, I think we're going to be pretty good, but there's this freshman that you got to keep your eye on. Even the coaches, I'll talk to them. They would say, there's this freshman that you got to keep your eyes on. And it turns out it was Christian. And, I mean, you go back there, and they say this guy is one of the hardest workers they've ever had in the program. His production is obviously off the charts. He should have won the Heisman 2 years ago. But, I mean, if wherever he's going to get drafted in the NFL, I think he's going to be successful just because he's so versatile, just his overall game, whether it be in the return game. And on offense, you can move him all over the place. We kind of joke around back in San Diego that he's kind of Darren Sproles 2.0, just a little taller. But, I mean, he's so explosive. He's a great player, and he's a great person as well.
Have you watched any of the tight ends in the draft, just being playing that position? Apparently, there's a lot of depth there, and anyone stand strike you as a...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched too much film on them, honestly. I kind of, whenever I watch the college games, I'll notice them per se, but I know the only guy that's consistently on TV is O.J. Howard, and obviously I've heard amazing things about him. I heard this draft class is probably the best overall draft class from a tight end perspective since we came into the league. So I think it's going to be a great class. I mean, I wish them all the best, all of them.
Take one more, guys.
Well, it's along those lines. I mean, it's possible, I guess, that at 14 the Eagles could decide O.J. Howard is the best guy on the board. You guys are pretty well set at tight end with you, Trey, and Brent. Could that possibly work?
Yeah, I mean, I think Howie and Joe are going to do a great job of bringing in the best players for this team. And if they think that tight end is a position that they want to draft, that's what they're going to draft. Obviously, we don't really know about Selleck and Trey, obviously. I know Trey's just signed the tender, and Brent's kind of getting to that age. But, I mean, whoever they bring in, we know he's going to be a dynamic football player. When you're drafting that high in the draft, you got to add impact players, and whether it be a defensive player, offensive player, we trust Howie and Joe.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yep.
How many Eagles are you?